Adam Pengilly, good morning to you.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys. What a pleasure to have the nice back this morning, Clarkie.
I missed him so much. Not.
You brought him back, though.
Oh, man. He's onto me, isn't he? Where does he think I'm going? Today Show.
Mm.
Yeah. Oof, he's living in dreamless sport.
And he did the City to Surf, so doing the English Channel is nothing.
No, City to Surf's just as hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, the Wink Stakes, looking forward to this. What, 9 Group 1 winners nommed? $2.50 NMO at the top of the market. Bring it on Saturday.
Yeah, outstanding nominations, Jared. Really good field is going to shape up to be on the weekend. It's been a long time between Group 1 racing in Sydney, the first Group 1 race for the season, obviously. $2.50 for NMO. Well, it's short enough, isn't it?
Very.
Early markets, given the fact that I think we've probably seen last preparation. The horse probably takes a little bit to get into his stride each campaign, and he was really flourishing at around that 2,000 metres last campaign. We know he ran so well on the Cox Plate in the spring last year, and obviously, on that biased track, first up, last preparation, the expressway over 200 metres, he couldn't run down overpass, and then still in the Hobartville, he was good, and he won, but it wasn't a convincing margin. So I wouldn't be diving into the short price. I think he's obviously an extremely good horse. I'll be waiting for him to get a bit further trip later in the campaign. But this race stacks up to be really good. I like the nominations. Steve Malanga back at the races, obviously. Ice Bath nominated there as well. Forbidden Love's got the run under her belt, even though she was extremely disappointing first up. So, yep, shaping up to be a really good race. Probably wouldn't be diving into the short price about Animo at this stage.
Big Core buddy from Les Bridge about Everest, 2-horse race.
Yeah, Clarky, Big Core wasn't a story with Ray Thomas in the Telegraph today. He must be seeing stuff at home that makes him extremely confident heading towards the Everest. It's always hard to know where these horses coming off these long-term suspensory problems or tendon problems, where they can actually get back to the races. But Les is saying that he's come back in fine fettle. His body shape's starting to change. His coat's coming through. Everyone's right on track for the Everest and thinks it's going to be a match race, basically. So remember when Lev said a couple of years ago, boys, he said, listen, nothing will beat this horse in the Everest. A lot of people were sort of sniggering in the background thinking, well, really, Lev? Like, can this horse come out and win the Everest? And he did, and he won it comfortably under Karen McAvoy. So Lev's been around the block a few times. He knows his horse better than anyone else. And if he's saying this horse is going to be right in the mix for the Everest, well, then I'm going to believe him. So looking forward to seeing him in the trials in a couple of weeks' time. Probably have a couple of runs, hopefully, if all goes well, heading into the Everest in the shorts and then the Premier Stakes. And bring it on, I say.
Talking about the trials, did you see Converge trial yesterday?
Yeah, he was a star trialer for me there yesterday, Loz. I know he didn't win his trial and was beaten a fair distance, but he did it under an absolute stranglehold there in that first trial there at Warwick Farm for Tim Clark. So he's come back in really fine order, the Randwick Guineas winner, and obviously be very keen to see what Gay and Adrian sort of aim him at later in the campaign. He was beaten fairly comfortably by Animo in that Rose Hill Guineas and obviously didn't show up in the Doncaster, but I reckon they're probably trying to stick him to a mile again and maybe target a race like the Epsom potentially and see what sort of weight he can get into that race with. But yeah, he looks like he's come back in really good order. And in the Congo was the other sort of high-profile horse trialing there yesterday. He was pushed out to win his trial and under a little bit more pressure, albeit not under an enormous amount of riding last 100 metres. But definitely thought Converge was the horse I wanted to take out of the trials there at Warwick Farm yesterday.
I suppose we wait to hear from the Chris Lee stable about what's next with Mugatu, which unfortunately failed on Saturday as well, Adam.
Yeah, that's right, Jared. It was always going to be a fine line they were dancing, weren't they? If he came back in good order and ran well after that long-term problem with the tendon, then they're back in the game. But unfortunately, he didn't show up there on the weekend at Rose Hill. So a bit of an issue, I'd imagine, for the stable. They might give him a couple of weeks to try and get over that and see where they go. But as we've said many times in the past, Jared, these long-term injuries are extremely hard to get the horses back. And Mugatu, unfortunately, we'll have to wait and see. Might not be one that can get back to full fitness and his peak performance.
Okay, thanks so much, mate. Have a good day.
See you, boys.